The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
I'm Shawn K. DeMarello.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock with God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best News Show, The Rock.
Holler, bitches!
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
I think you need to test them out in the pool, too.
I'll go in only if you go in.
In 10 seconds, if you don't get in, I'm coming to push you in. You always wanted to do the Baywatch run. You have to come rescue me.
What happened to the
baby?
Please,
they do float.
Look at that.
I told you, they float. They look like little jellyfish.
These things float. Huh. Who knew?
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh, my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh, my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la, 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 what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Welcome to the Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. That's right, Rock and Lindsay, we're both here to give you the recap of Total Divas Episode 6, Season 2, in which, well, shenanigans abound, don't they, Rock?
Oh, yeah, and from all the teasers we've seen, they're looking for Natty's pussy cat.
Here, kitty, 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 kitty. Well, Natty and TJ are maybe not having an happily ever after in New York. So I guess let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll tell you all about it right here on the Rack Extra.
Looking for one of the most popular stop-motion animation wrestling shows on the internet today? Then check out Crash Collision Wrestling, created by the one and only Matt Goldberg. He's the director of Terrified and Pope Against All Odds. CCW is a stop-motion animation series featuring WWE and TNA stars, and it also happens to be endorsed by the likes of Elijah Burke, Hulk Hogan, and TNA Knockout Tara.
This is Tara from Impact Wrestling, and for the number one animated wrestling show, make sure you check out Crash Collision Wrestling, or else get slammed by moi.
Check out the show by logging on to youtube.com/mbg1211, and don't forget to like Crash Collision Wrestling on Facebook. Once again, check out Crash Collision Wrestling today.
Because everybody knows, much like Pope, CCW, it's pimping.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com. And you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show. From the big returns...
After 7 long years, finally, The Rock has come back to Monday Night Raw!
To the shocking moments. And the moments that leave you speechless.
I grew up locked in a basement, suffering severe psychological and emotional scarring when my brother set my parents on fire. From there, I shifted around among a series of mental institutions until I was grown, at which point I buried my brother alive. twice. Since then, I've set a couple of people on fire and abducted various co-workers. Oh, and I once electrocuted a man's testicles.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Thursday night, we bring to you The Rack.
These people yearn for enlightenment. Who do they have to turn to? Who do they have to place upon a pedestal so that they may bask in the glow of their own essence? In short, the answer is no one.
We bring you a complete recap of Impact Wrestling, along with all of the latest news and unique discussions about the world of professional wrestling.
Sure, there are those who attempt to appeal to the unwashed masses, but they are nothing more than false prophets whom I will expose.
Join us Thursday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern, for The Rack.
I am the bright beam of enlightenment that will serve as the avenging sword of taste and decency.
Redefining pro wrestling talk from the fans, for the fans, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You're welcome!
You think you know me?
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge. You're listening to the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And we're back with Total Divas, episode 6, season 2, and we are at Monday Night Raw, where we see Trinity chatting it up with Miss Sandra and Alicia Fox.
And they're talking about their boobs.
Of course they are, that's what girls talk about.
Speaking of boobs, as Sandra says, here comes Cameron. Trinity would like Cameron's boobs because they jiggle.
They're trying to get Sandra to twerk.
But she's perfect.
Like, I'm a professional.
She's a professional woman. She's not going to twerk. Trinity doesn't twerk unless it's for her man or for a check. And Cameron is now going to start to twerk. There she goes.
And they're throwing money at her.
And what the fuck is Alicia Fox doing? I have no idea.
Bunny hop? I don't know. And now they're getting Sandra to do it.
She's like, nothing's moving. Oh, Lord. Oh, good Lord. Okay, we're here at SmackDown or Raw or something.
We're at a show. We see Natty wandering around backstage. She finds Cameron and Eva Marie. And Summer. And she's showing off her magazine spread, which is awesome.
It is. It is. She was featured in Flex Magazine. Whole feature on Natty. A nice big spread. A few pages. And Summer brings up, isn't this a men's bodybuilding magazine?
Oh, Summer. Oh, honey. You gonna die.
Natty's gonna kick your ass. Just pointing that one out. As Natty takes on Oksana. On Superstars. For a second.
And hey, look, it's snow. Lots and lots of snow.
Must have been filmed in the winter. Who knew?
And all the girls are having breakfast together.
Natty's spending lots of money on tanner and lotions and eyelashes for New York. They're going to something for the magazine in New York, so that's their getaway. So they're going to
basically they're going to kind of have a little mini honeymoon.
Yes, yes they are. Because they're always working. It's a signing for the magazine in New York. It's a long overdue trip for Natty. She can't wait.
And, you know, maybe they can employ some of their newly found tricks.
You mean a little bit more role-playing in the city?
She could be Carrie Bradshaw. He could be Mr. Big. Just saying.
Cameron is offering to, you know, house sit and watch the cat for Natty because, you know.
Okay. And there's the first joke of the night.
Ariana is watching Natty's pussy. Nice job, Eva Marie. Nice job. Now we're in San Diego.
Hey, look, it's the Range Rover, so I guess it stayed out in California.
It did. As...
What the hell, Nikki? That's what you go shopping in?
The Bellas are putting nuts in their mouth.
No! Nikki's boobs are, like, seriously hanging out. Like... That's what you go shopping in?
Yes, that's what she goes shopping in, and now she's giving Bree some bigger melons.
Oh, looks like there's a little dissension between the Bellas.
Mm-hmm. Bree's like, you're not getting this chicken. It's all factory made, and it's all, it, you know, all the tortures for the chickens. And Nikki sneaks the chicken. Nikki's continuing to carry the chicken with her as she tries to put it in the cart, and Bree's not.
Yeah, don't hit the guy buying the beer.
Yeah. Wow. She would rub the chicken all over her body before she eats it. Wow, Nikki. Wow.
Oh, there's some sisterly love right there.
Mm-hmm. We're in Tampa with Natty and TJ as they're packing for their trip. And
he invited his sister.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Natty's not happy that his sister's coming on the trip. Natty doesn't like TJ's sister. She thinks TJ's sister is very bossy. TJ's flying his sister in. Natty's not happy.
Oh, come on, Natty. You have like a million frequent flyer miles.
TJ brings up... Then they do a lot for Natty's mom when she comes in, you know, takes care of the cat when they're on the road.
Oh, sh-
Natty, you called TJ an asshole to the cat.
Oh, she's not happy, and you can tell.
No, Natty's not. Natty has a man at this point. We're an upset. The Bella's going to be doing a photo shoot, and... coming up, and Cameron is snooping around, looking through Natty's stuff.
Cameron's going through all of their stuff.
That's going to be tremendous.
Oh, the sister staying next door. Oh, that's just, you know.
That adds insult to insult already.
Oh, that's just going to make things oh so much better.
Yeah, Natty's not gonna be happy this trip. This trip doesn't seem like it's gonna be what... I don't think there's gonna be any role-playing going on this trip now. There will be no Carrie Bradshaw and Mr. Big.
Oh, damn.
Not this time around, at least.
Not this time?
No, but we're in New York.
Well, it's not like he can do the breaking and entering thing, because I'm pretty sure he would get shot.
He would get shot in New York.
And we're back in New York City. It looks cold. Really cold. Like, painfully cold.
It does. It really, really does.
And she's not wearing any pants. She's wearing, like, leggings.
Well, they're traveling from Florida to New York, so.
You dress warm. Like, she doesn't have any stockings on her feet or anything. Good Lord. How does she not, like, get frostbite?
She's from Canada.
Yeah, no. Anyway, we're in the hotel room. It's pretty modern and sexy. There's a bright pink headboard, which is kind of fabulous.
Natty likes the bed, and then there's the doorway.
And they have adjoining rooms.
And Natty realizes his sister can hear anything that we do in the bedroom. Natty's not happy. TJ's like, ta-da!
You know, I love TJ, but sometimes I really don't think he gets it. And we see Ariane arriving in Tampa.
Ariane's looking for Vinny.
So I guess they flew in separately?
Well, yeah, she's coming off the road and he's probably been there. She has a bright pink suitcase. It's all kinds of special as they go house-sitting for Natty and TJ.
Oh, this is going to be special.
Cameron wants to make sure that Natty has drinks and stuff at the house. She was making some weird sound. What is she doing?
She's trying to distract him while he's driving.
Because that's smart.
She's on like a sugar high.
She's like excited to go to Natty's. Alright. Like, okay. There's two cats. One of them is very quiet. Charlotte that hides.
And apparently kills things. Okay, you can tone that down now. Like, really? Okay, really? Ow.
My ears.
Ow, ears bleeding. Ow.
Ow. Thank you, Cameron. Thank you. You're awesome, but ow.
And now we're back in New York. They're getting room service. Oh, there's two beds.
Wait, why do they have two beds?
Well, they probably got a... They didn't get a king suite. They probably got two queens.
TJ paid for a spa for his sister, and Natty's like, how much is it? TJ's like, yeah. He paid $450 for the spa for his sister, and he's like, what?
And not your wife.
TJ. And here comes TJ's sister.
In a bathrobe.
Well, she just got done with her spa.
And he's like, oh my god, I'm so pissed!
Mm-hmm. Oh. Wow. Wow. She left a nice tip. Natty's not happy.
Oh, this is going to get good.
Uh-huh. As the Cameron and Vinny arrive in Tampa at Natty's house.
Under the mat.
Oh, Vinny is freaked by the cats. Vinny is so freaked. Vinny likes the big screen TV.
Oh, they're not going to sleep in Natty and TJ's bed. She's got 50 Shades of Grey. Oh my god, it's amazing.
Natty has 50 Shades of Grey, and Cameron is checking on all the shoes. And now she's commenting how ugly Natty's shoes are.
Some of them. And now she's like going through everything.
Oh, Cameron. Louis snuck up on Vinny.
And they have a massage chair.
Oh, good. Oh, Cameron.
Oh my god, Cameron is trying on Natty's clothes.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, no. They're role-playing as this... Basically, Cameron's role-playing as Natty.
Because summer hair in my nose. Oh, my God. This is going to be good.
This is going to be epic.
As we're in LA now. With the Bellas. They're at Willow Studios with Trey Songz.
Nikki?
Let me guess. Natty and Nikki's boobs are out again. How about that?
They're always out. Like, they're always hanging out.
They're on a video set right now. They're going to be performing in Trey Songz's new music video. They're dressed up as boxers. They're a big deal in the music video. It's a protein lunch for Nikki. And Breeze, they're like, where did they get it from? Where did the chicken come from? Breeze all about the chicken and stuff. She doesn't like the factory farm chicken. Oh, Bree. I like you, Bree, but you don't have to do this. Showing the cruelty to the tortured chickens.
Okay, I like to point out that probably not all farms are like that.
No, they're probably not. And now they're beating up, showing footage of a pig being up. Alright, we got it. I like you, Brie, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just have an issue with, like, people doing that. I really do. Like, I get you're all for that, and that's wonderful. And if you can support organic and you can buy organic, that's great. You can afford it, because that's the thing, is organic is fairly expensive in compared to the bad stuff for you. But it's like, I hate when it's like, you know, just let me eat my food. Please don't come between me and my food.
Right.
And oh my goodness, Natty walks out. So,
where do you want to start?
We have to start with Cameron.
Don't you mean Natty?
Well, you know, Summer did mess up her nose just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Talk about her.
There is just something absolutely amazing about this, and I'm not quite sure what it is. Where it's like she's 5 years old and she's going through everything in Natty's house.
What, you don't do that when you go to someone else's house? You don't look through their stuff?
No, I don't, actually. I don't look through their stuff.
You don't try on their clothing?
Nope.
No, that's not what you do?
No.
Then you have good manners. You were brought up well.
Yeah, it's like, if your pet's saying... And the thing is, like, it's an unusual situation because they're staying at Natty and TJ's, and it's like, I hope they don't sleep in Natty and TJ's bed. Because, I'm sorry, that's just kind of rude. It's like, you know, if they have a guest bedroom, stay in the guest bedroom.
But what if they don't have a guest bedroom?
If they don't have a guest bedroom, then it's cool to sleep in the bed. But that's at least a 3-bedroom house.
At least, yeah.
And it's just something of, it's like, yeah, you know, they're trusting you with their house, they're trusting you with their pets. You know, you could maybe not go through their stuff. Because, I mean, obviously, if it's tucked away and it's hidden for a reason.
Right. Clothing, looking at shoes is one thing, that's fine. I can accept that. But when you're snooping around drawers and stuff, and pulling out bills and paperwork and stuff, that's a little too much.
Yeah, it's like, come on, don't be going through that much personal stuff. That's kind of rude.
Though her imitation is flawless.
Yeah, she does do a good Natty imitation, I will say that.
But there's a lot of drama coming with the Bellas.
Yeah, can we just, again, it's... I understand what Bree is trying to do, and I support that, but I have an issue, because it feels like she's just trying to maybe bully her a little bit.
Yeah, she sort of is, and that's a little too much, but we'll get into that.
Because we are back in New York.
The real... No.
No. And Natty is, I guess, getting ready to do press, media. She's at a...
She's at the OK Magazine Studios. They're going to do something for OK TV. She's doing an interview promoting the Flex Magazine.
Go her.
She's great on interviews, by the way.
She is. You know, if you want to check out the Rax interview with Natty, go to RackRadioShow.com. Shameless.
We're such shameless people on this show, if you haven't realized this. She's talking about how you embrace the curves and your muscles and your sexiness and that sort of way.
And that's which is a good message to send.
It is. We go from New York to Des Moines.
Oh, God, that looks miserable. There's just... God. Looks awful.
At a live event. And Nikki's now like, I can't even eat. She's disgusted after seeing the video. Nikki's not in a good mood because of what happened.
Oh, God. Heath Slater.
Do you have a little thing for chickens? Bringing up the video to Heath Slater, his big Total Divas moment is about free-range chicken. Welcome to Total Divas, Heath Slater. Now there's Jessica, the craft service lady, making sure it's free-range chicken.
But
Nikki's not happy.
And nor should she be. I mean, it's just to do that to people, that's not right. It's not right to do it to the animals, but it's...
Yeah.
That's a whole other rant that I could go into. Anyway, we're back in New York. We're out with the TJs. Wilson family. I don't know what we call them.
With the Wilsons.
And here's what we found out, where TJ gave his sister money.
TJ gave his sister money for a bouncy castle. Oh, they rent one for a party. They actually buying a bouncy castle so they can she can rent out and stuff. $5,000 for the bouncy castle. Wow, $5,000.
That's a lot of money.
Natty brings up that they brought her mother and dad, her mother and father on a car. Wow, and now the sister brings up how she spends money on the cat.
Okay, first of all, it's her money. She can spend it how she likes.
Right. TJ's like, you became my account or something?
He should have at least, it's like, okay, a couple $100, all right, fine. You know, $5,000?
$5,000 a rent to buy a bouncy castle. And he's like, she'll take the check. Natty is pissed off.
You know what, honestly?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God, the Bellas are going to try and catch a chicken.
Oh, good Lord. And there's a party coming up in a little bit. So where do you want to start?
You know, honestly, I gotta talk about Natty and TJ, because again, it's their money, and they have the right to spend it, so it's like, you know, if he wants to give his sister money, absolutely, I can see that, but it's like, you know, the way that most relationships should work is it's, hey, you know, I'm gonna give my sister, you know, $5,000 so she can buy a bouncy castle. Well, wait a minute. You know, hold on a second.
There's one thing, I'm gonna help my family out with a couple $100 here and there. That's fine. That you don't have to really discuss. Because that's not a big purchase. When you have a lot of money, that's not a big deal. $5,000 to buy a bouncy castle.
Yeah, it's like, it's one thing if he's giving her $5,000 to buy a car, or he's giving her $5,000 to help out with the bills, or to help out with her house, or medical costs, or something important. I'm sorry, I don't find a bouncy castle important. Like, I get she's trying to start a business where she could rent it out and that kind of stuff and potentially make the money back, but they're never going to see that $5,000 again. They're never going to get that back from her. So it's something of, you know, it's like for something like that, you really should, in a relationship, talk to the other person. Because, you know, it's like, he's like, well, we bought, you know, your parents' car, but it was already a done deal when you had decided it. But she still talked to you about it first.
Right.
And you probably could have vetoed it.
If you put up a big enough argument. But that was doing the nice thing for her parents.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's just, it's, that's really not cool. Like, it's one, and it's another thing too, and as we said in the previews last week, that if TJ gave his sister the money and it was out of his sole account, it wasn't out of their joint, which it sounds like they have a joint account. I don't know whether they have SEP or not, but if it was out of his own account, his separate account, and he gave her $5,000, that's one thing, because he's right, that is his money.
But we'll get back into that, because we're going to a chicken farm. I think.
We're
going
to watch the Bellas try and catch a chicken. Nikki is still pissed, by the way.
Because she's hungry. Bree's like, I almost don't like you. Oh, Lord. Look at the shoes she's wearing to do this. High heels to do this stuff.
Natty, Nikki, you're so my spirit animal in this moment.
Hey, she actually has other things to wear.
Yeah, so Bree feels bad, so she's for traumatizing Nikki, so she takes Nikki to a chicken farm.
Her dog looks like Daniel Bryan. The Bellas are gonna try to catch chickens. As Nikki carries around her Louis Vuitton. She doesn't want any chickens pecking at her Louis. Now they're showing how healthy these chickens are. How this is different. They're telling the differences between the factory chickens and the free range chickens. These are pastured chickens. They're egg hunting now.
Is it wrong that all I can picture is them walking around and all you hear is crunch?
Now they're trying to catch chickens. Oh, good Lord, Bree. She's not having luck. They're not having any luck trying to catch these chickens. She has a feeling the chicken's going to bite her. Hey, hey! She finally grabbed a chicken.
She caught a chicken.
And now the chicken got away.
Nikki's like, oh my god, chicken.
Nikki's like, I'm happy seeing how happy these chickens are. She's like, eh, I'll eat local food from here on out. So, spreading the good message. She won't change the fact that she carries a Louis Vuitton. And now we're back in Tampa, Florida. At the Wilsons. As Vinny is using the cat as a mop.
He's trying to play with Louis. He's not really succeeding. That's not really how you play with a cat.
No, it really isn't. So, Cameron is bringing over friends to Natty's that she hasn't seen in a while. It's a very small, in quotations, get-together.
20 people.
At least. And they're all boozing up the joint. They're eating fruit. Someone just blew up the bathroom.
Great. Oh, I have a feeling when Natty and TJ come home, they're not going to be happy.
Natty's going on her own to the magazine signing. She's pissed and angry and upset. And now she's all ready for her signing in the Barnes & Noble. Natty's going to hand up some free sharpshooters at the end. Oh, Natty.
And now we see Natty right meeting her fans, and it's so sweet.
She's taking pictures, and one girl wants Natty to be a 10-time Divas champion. She's signing magazines and belts, taking pictures.
All sorts of stuff.
All sorts of stuff in the Big Apple. And we go back to Tampa, Florida now. As the party continues, Hey, look who it is. It's Trinity and John Uso, the newlyweds.
And John's like, oh, this ain't cool.
Random dude just walks in. Trinity's like, you're like, just like, strangers walk through their house? Okay. Oh, Cameron would be okay if Trinity brought her whole crew over to Cameron's house when she house sits.
Party Cameron's.
Holla. And now she's twerking some more.
John's like, this is not right.
This is not right. We're helping the murder. Now they're spilling stuff. And the
front door's open.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Why is the front door open? Because you're not watching it. That's why. Where's the cat? Where's the cat? Oh, my God. Where's the cat? Cameron's now all trying to find the cat. Where's the cat? Louis is lost. John's like, don't tell me the cat's lost. Don't tell me. And now they're going to be searching for the cat.
Okay. Lesson learned. There's the second joke of the night.
Oh, and now you call Natty and tell her. All right, we'll get into that when that actually happens. All right.
We'll get into that when that actually happens. Okay, lesson learned. Do not throw a party when you're house sitting for people.
You don't throw get-togethers. You don't throw big parties or small parties. No. You're there to watch the house. That's all. That's all you're supposed to do is watch the house.
Yeah, and again, that's not remotely kosher at all. And now the cat is lost. And he's probably going to be, like, under a chair or something.
Probably. Yeah. What else do you want to talk about from that bit, or anything we need to catch up on?
The Bellas catching chickens on a free-range farm. I got nothing from that. But yeah, Natty going for the signing. It looks like it at least helped to cheer her up a little bit because, you know, she's having issues with TJ.
Yeah, because I have to make the joke. The Bellas were searching for cock.
Ba-dum-ching.
I've been sitting on that one for a while. Shut up.
I bet you have.
It was so easy the joke to make. Anyway. Oh,
that's what she said.
Anyway. Yeah, Natty and TJ are not they're not on good terms at the moment.
No, they're really not. They're you know, it's, and again, you know, honestly, like I said, I get if it's his money, then he shouldn't have to ask her. But, you know, again, it's their money, and for something like $5,000, he should have at least said, hey, let me talk to Natty about it first.
Right, and again, you don't even think twice about a bouncy castle. Like, I couldn't understand, oh, I need a few $100 to rent one for my kids for a party. That's one thing. No one buys a bouncy castle.
Because the thing is that's a seasonal item. So it's only going to get rented in spring and summer and fall. And in Canada, that's kind of like 2 months. Rolled into one.
That's like June and July.
Pretty much, yeah. Well,
especially in Alberta.
Especially in Alberta, yeah. Because it's like down here, our summer starts in June, and it's over usually by October.
Right. And we're
but anyway, we are back at Natty's, and they're looking for the cat.
They're looking for the cat. John's like, oh, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. And I quote, has anyone seen Natty's pussy? Says John Uso.
And everybody loses their shit. And Trinity's like, you were not funny.
That was funny. T- turns like that car might have got hit by a car by now, and then Cameron and Vinny go look with drinks in hand looking for the cat.
It's Florida.
John's like, Louie's gonna, it's cold out here. Louie's gonna freeze his ass off.
What is cold in Florida?
50.
Y'all don't know cold, alright?
Trinity's freaking out because they're gonna get blamed because they were there.
Yeah, Natty's gonna kill your ass.
Natty's gonna kill a bitch right now when she finds out. How do you call a cat? Meow, meow. It's one of Natty's neighbors who finds out that they're searching for Nikki. They're for Louie.
Why do I have a feeling they're not the ones who call Natty? Why do I have a feeling it's the neighbor?
And they're lying to the neighbor, because they're the old lady neighbor. And a car hit a mailbox.
She's like, yeah, y'all are stupid.
Y'all stupid bitches.
And back in New York.
Oh. Yep. You were right. The old lady is ratting out Cameron, saying there's a party going on.
And the cat's missing.
And the cat is missing. Natty's pissed. And
I love how she's lying. Yeah. Like, this is all on camera.
Yeah. Now she's coming clean. And he's like, did you find Louie? They're looking for Louie. She's booking the next flight home. She wants to find her cat. Finny is, yeah. Natty's not happy. She doesn't find her cat. Heads are gonna roll. She's now telling TJ, is this a joke? What do you mean they can't find the cat?
Oh, and TJ's pissed.
TJ's pissed. He's gonna beat somebody's ass.
And rightfully so. It's like, you know, you volunteered to do this, and they're trusting you, you know, with their house and their cat. And now they're packing in a hurry to get out.
And that's all coming up. Okay. The old lady. Oh, the old lady having to show up out of nowhere.
Oh, you knew that was going to happen eventually. You knew either the cops were going to get called or one of the neighbors was going to show up. Because here's the thing is, they didn't go tell the neighbor their house sitting. There's just these random people partying at Natty's house when nobody's supposed to be home.
Right.
So it's like, and they're like, oh yeah, we're house sitting. We're totally house sitting. And it's like, you're having a house party and you've lost the damn cat.
Their baby.
Their child.
Yeah.
You know, it's, yeah, this is not a minor screw-up. This is major. This is, I'm pretty sure she could sue you for this.
Can you? Can you honestly sue?
I think it's for loss of property or something like that, yeah.
Hmm, okay.
You know what? I'm sure you can in today's day and age. Wouldn't surprise me.
You can sue for pretty much anything these days. So yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
If nothing else, somebody's going to get their butt kicked. Because, yeah, that's not cool to party at somebody's house and lose their cat. So again, lesson learned, don't throw a house party.
Right. That is the lesson of the day. And we're back. They're back in the hotel room. They're poor decision making leaving those two in charge. They're hoping the cat gets found before they arrive, because heads are going to roll. She won't talk to Cameron if, you know, the cat is lost.
And rightfully so.
Right, you lose the cat, you know.
But yeah, TJ's pissed, Natty's pissed. It's going down. They're looking for the cat.
They're looking everywhere for the cat. She's looking in the cars, looking everywhere, possibly, where this cat could be. Vinny is looking everywhere with the drink cup in hand, because that's classy.
I'm telling you, the cat is going to be, like, under a bed or something.
Looking underneath the cars. Hey, look! They found the cat. The cat is under the car. Thank God no one left within their cars.
Right?
Now did you tell Natty yet?
And now they're calling Natty.
They're checking
the cat to make sure the cat is okay.
And now Natty and TJ are worried. And the phone rings magically now. And there's relief. They found the cat. TJ's still pissed.
Oh, I would be pissed.
Vinny's...
Vinny! Just be quiet. You're not making it better.
Oh! 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 Ooh.
Trinity's trying to keep the Yusuf quiet.
Oh.
Dude, I tell her to get the hell out of my house.
Right. Well, that's what TJ wants to do. I love John Uso trying to, you know, rat them out.
We didn't do it! We weren't here! They called us after the cat vanished, we swear.
And now we're back to the TJ and Natty argument. Oh. Now he's throwing everything on the fire. Alright. Can we just say that John Uso is the star of this show?
He really kind of is. I'm telling you, Trinity and John and Arianne and Vinny, they just need their own offshoot show. Really just Trinity and John. They really need their own offshoot show. Because, oh my god.
They need their offshoot. The Bryans and Brian and the Bellas need their own show.
Yeah, it's, yeah. But...
Yeah.
Okay. Again, lesson learned, do not throw a house party.
At Natty's. That's especially where you don't do it.
Well, no, just when you're house sitting, because, you know, it's good manners. You don't go through people's stuff, and you don't, you know, throw a house party at a place that is not your own.
Especially when you're watching pets.
Yes.
Because pets can get loose, ladies and
yes.
gentlemen. They can get out. If you leave a door open. And then, you know, then you're up Schitt's Creek.
Yeah, because, you know, the very least, Arianne would have had to replace the cat. And he was probably at least $800 to $1,000.
Right.
At least, because that's a purebred cat.
Mm-hmm. It's their pride and joy.
That's their baby.
Right.
That's their child. And so it's something of... To lose him is paramount to losing a child for them. You know, it was very hard when they lost Gizmo.
Right.
He was the thing that kind of helped get them through it. So, yeah, to lose Louie, that would be very difficult.
Exactly.
And also, you know, it's just bad form when you're pet sitting and you lose the pet. But yeah, now we're going to have Natty and TJ fighting about money.
And it's always great watching people fight about money. Because fighting over money sucks. Just point that one out.
Yeah, fighting over money does suck. Because, you know, then he brings up all the stuff she buys and all the stuff they do for her family. And
yeah,
and
you don't do that.
Yeah, you don't, yeah.
TJ, you lost the argument when you start throwing in her shoes and stuff. You've lost the argument. Just want to point that one out.
Yeah, just point that out. And we're back.
She feels betrayed that she wasn't included. That's the whole point.
And that's pretty much what we've been saying.
Hey, she brings up the thing we brought up. It snows 10 months a year in Canada. Oh, see, Natty did it beforehand. Oh, they're both in the wrong.
So, okay, that changes things a bit.
It changes things a little bit. And now they're apologizing to one another. That they have to do everything together.
Yeah, so basically don't keep things from each other. And that's how you win an argument.
she needs new shoes. Because her birthday's coming up.
Well played, Natty, well played.
John Uso goes, the camera comes out saying, it's cold out here. How do you think Louis feels? Cameron's admitting and she messed up and training's like, you think? Oh, Vinny. Now we're doing shots because we found Louis. And now they're going back to partying. Oh, Cameron.
And Trinity's like, oh, you idiot.
Oh. Next week's going to get it. Next week's interesting.
Next week we're going to get Summer and Fandango getting weird, among other things. So, there were a lot of lessons learned. You don't throw a house party at somebody else's house when you're watching their cat. If you lose their cat, you stop the party, you kick the people out, and you find the damn cat. Like, I love how they're looking for the cat, and the party goes on.
Of course. Can't let a lost kitty, you know.
Dude, I would have kicked those people out of that house so fast. Be like, you either help me or you're out. Like, you leave. Like, right now. And I don't care where you go, but you can't stay here.
Oh, I know. I'm with you. I'm totally with you.
And then we found out that the Wilsons are keeping secrets from each other.
Yeah. They keep a lot of secrets from each other. Natty apparently bought the car for her parents without telling TJ. So that changed things a little bit.
Just a little bit, yeah. So that changes the rules.
Yeah. Always be up front when you're spending money.
Here's the thing. If you're going to make a major purchase, you know, you got to talk about it first.
Yeah, that would be the smart thing to do. That would be the responsible thing to do.
Yeah.
Just pointing that one out.
But speaking of responsible thing, I think we should do the responsible thing and tell the folks all about next week's episode, because we have clips.
We do have clips. And let's get to our first clip from our friends here at E.
Shirtless in your dress pants?
Yeah.
You look very nice.
Thanks, baby.
You did good there tonight. It was awesome.
Well, I didn't do too good. I didn't win, but thanks.
No, but it was good. You got a huge pop. I'm sure it's because we just are a great visual couple, I guess. We look so great on camera together.
I don't know if it's that or...
Wait, so you're down in Tampa now?
Yeah, for the winter.
You live near the beach?
Yeah, I live right on Huntington Beach.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's nice.
Fandango does live near me, so this could be a really good thing. I think I'm going to ask him out.
Well, if you're in Tampa, I mean, I'm in Orlando. That's pretty close. We should hang out or something this week.
Okay,
maybe,
yeah.
Maybe, like, go to dinner or something?
Yeah, come down to the beach, and there's a few restaurants right down there off the main strip right there.
Oh, my gosh, your hair's, like, dripping.
I know, it's getting long. Wet. Okay, well, I'm going to put a shirt on, so
I don't scare these people.
We're good working business partners. Maybe something's there. I don't know.
You never know until you try, right?
Good.
All
right.
Look forward to it.
Bye.
Oh, Summer.
She's gonna get weird with Fandango.
I think that's the best way to put it.
Or she's gonna try.
She's gonna try to have a romantic relationship with Fandango.
Which may or may not pan out. Which obviously it didn't, because, well, he traded her in for Layla. Just pointing that out.
Spoiler alert.
Well, come on, it's already happened.
Still, spoiler alert.
Oh my god. Anyway, clip two.
Here we go, clip number two.
Welcome to Serendipity Bridal. How can we help you today?
Hi, I'm Bree, and
Hi.
I have an appointment.
Hi. The minute I got engaged in Big Sur, I was like, I need to start dress shopping.
Let me show you these. These are the ones that we had pulled for you. These are some Katie May pieces.
Oh, those are beautiful.
These are really pretty.
And, of course, just peek through. You'll see satins, lace, beadwork.
Actually, I'll try this one.
Okay. Well, should we start with these?
Yes.
And we'll go into the next.
My sister isn't here yet, and I'm a little bummed out because her opinion means the most to me. And she's my sister. I want her there when I put on the one.
Oh.
It is stunning.
This is actually very much Nicole's wedding dress.
Yes,
this
is so Nicole.
Amazing.
It does look amazing.
Well, we're just going to have to make John propose to Nicole.
Right.
And then she can wear that one.
Oh, my gosh.
Amazing.
This is stunning.
Oh, I bet.
Ready?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
It is beautiful.
Oh, I wish Nicole was here.
No, she's missing out.
Oh. Bree, I love it.
Me too.
Do you have the feeling?
I do.
This dress fits my body like a glove. I just put it on and I don't want to take it off. And I'm thinking to myself, like, this can't happen. Nikki's not here yet.
Wow. You'll put some of the hair over. Kills me that Nicole's not here.
She's on her way, isn't she?
Her loss.
All right, well, should we do more dresses? Or should
I know.
We?
I mean,
I honestly don't think anything's going to compare. So
right.
If anything, it'll solidify that.
That's true.
It, right?
Exactly.
But at least we can have fun. And
right.
Do it up.
Yay!
You need a mimosa?
Yeah, I'll definitely take a mimosa.
So, gosh, we haven't seen you in so long.
I know.
Congratulations on the new house.
I know, I'm so excited. It's gorgeous.
So, are you okay with all of this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Are you ready for this one? It's a fun one. Yes.
Oh,
it is fun.
What are you guys talking about? I can hear like all this.
Breed's about you right now.
Oh. Yeah. If you could have seen the look on Nikki's face, yeah. You know, she's like, oh, it's all about you. No, it's really not. Nikki is not okay with this.
No. Well, she's happy for her sister, but she's not enjoying doing the whole wedding stuff because, well, she knows her future.
Yeah, she's... The likelihood of her getting to go through this experience with John is slim to nil. And so, you know, watching her sister go through it, there's going to be a little bit of an envy there because, you know, again, this is something that girls dream about their whole lives. And, you know, I'm sure Nikki had her dream wedding to John planned out in her head. She probably still does. But it may or may not happen.
Right.
And that's a really hard thing to swallow. And it's even harder to watch your younger sister, despite the fact that they're twins, Bray's still younger than Nikki, get married before her.
Right.
So, tensions look like they're going to flare next week.
We got one more clip to get through.
Yep.
Your butt looks so good when you do that.
Thanks, Coach.
You're welcome.
What's up?
Oh, look who finally showed up.
I know, sorry we're late. Are we working out or are we doing a fashion show?
I could do both if you want.
Whoa. Watch yourself.
Oh, Nicole, come here real quick.
Joe needs to show me a box. I need you to help me with the bridesmaid dresses. Maddie, we haven't figured out hers, but I have a couple pictures. We're between two dresses.
Okay,
for her.
We could talk about this later. I gotta work out, dude.
We'll think of it.
One, good.
Oh,
two, that's elbows up. Good. Stay on them heels.
Nicole?
All right.
What?
I need you to help me put people singing together.
Let me do my
thing. I know, but I was thinking, like, obviously I'd have, like, you need to help me, like, who do I mix? Like, maybe married couples with married couples or something? I don't know, I'll think about it.
I need my three.
All right, give me one second.
Nicole.
What? It better be about a front squat.
No. I just wanted it down, but then I...
Excuse me? New rule. Anytime we're in the gym, no wedding talk.
I just asked you a simple question.
You've asked me 10, and it all deals with your wedding.
We have such a crazy schedule, and we're always on the road. We never get to talk about personal things. So I'm asking Nikki about the wedding and wanting her advice, and she snaps at me. Rude.
What, do you think the guys want to just nonstop talk about wedding stuff? No.
I was having a conversation with Brian about floral arrangements before you guys ruined everything.
Yeah.
Oh, sh**.
Oh, just, when you don't make
she
it,
just died over there.
Well, if you start focusing on your snatch and not the wedding stuff.
Did you just tell your sister to focus on her snatch?
Yeah.
The greatest family ever.
One John Cena and Daniel Bryan talking. Oh, yeah, we were talking over floor arrangements before you guys
I wish
started.
They had cut to Bryan's face. Oh, my God.
Oh, good Lord. Yeah.
That kind of, you know, speaks for itself. Just, yeah. This is gonna be... Tensions are gonna flare next week between the sisters, and oh my goodness, it's gonna be kind of epic.
I can't wait.
I can't wait either. But until then, I guess we're gonna have to wait, because, well, I think that about does it for this week.
Does.
So, remember, next week we will be back with Total Divas Season 2, Episode 7. We hope you've enjoyed it, but until then... Bye!